Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Good morning and welcome back to the Outdoor Show. It's 6:03 here in the Bayou City. Let's run down to Corpus Christi and check in with our good friend, Captain Cliff Webb, see what he's up to. Good morning, Cliff. What's up, man?
Morning, Mickey. You're sounding good today. You sound like you had some rest or something. You're fired up today. I like that.
I did get a little bit of sleep last night for a change.
I don't know
what that's all about. Usually my morning naps are my best opportunity for sleep, but Well, I ate a big supper last night. I slept really good, like an alligator, like a big old alligator on a sunny day, man.
That's good stuff right there. Oh, it's been good. Mickey, finally got my boat back, and it's kind of been like a cowboy without a horse, and got the horse back, and God, what a difference in my attitude. But the boat is just amazing what they've done. They re-glassed, repainted, just everything to that boat. It's like a brand new one. I swear, it's amazing. You know, it's either spend $130,000, get a new boat, or fix the old one up. So I got a new engine on it. So I said, man, why not fix that hull up? And I did some work on the trailer. So I'm ready to hose them this winter. Looking forward to it.
Yeah, I got to re-carpet my trailer, man. That's a nightmare. I did order the carpet. I ordered a big old box off Amazon Prime. And you know, with a, you know, it comes in strips, you know, a big roll. Yep. That way you don't have to cut anything.
Yeah. I did mine last year.
Find time to do it or find somebody to pay to do it for me.
Yeah. I put the, you know, Chris put new boards on mine and new carpet, but I tell you a big trick, go buy you some of that silicone spray, that WD-40 silicone spray, and spray those carpets, and that it'll never rip. Your boat will just slide right on the treader. Spray it about every week or so with that silicone spray and let it dry.
Right.
And you just push that boat, it slides up on that treader, never messes up your carpet. It's a neat trick.
I've seen videos on how to do it when you don't make any cuts at all, just cut it to the length that you need to do your boards, and then when you fold the ends over, just bring, you know, once you've stapled it down and get towards that end, before you tuck the main piece over, bring the other ones in, staple them, and then staple them underneath, and then tuck that top part, and it just makes, like, you know, it makes it double thick there, and it, you won't get any tears because you don't.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's a good idea there. Yeah.
Yeah. Do it on both ends of the board like that. Mm-hmm. So. I'll try that when I get the energy cools off a little bit.
Man, that's right.
It bites sitting in a hot parking lot over asphalt trying to do stuff like that while your boat's in the water.
I know it. That's why anything I got to do outside, I try to do it right at daylight or something, you know. But
did you have your boat re-gel coated or have
everything? Yes, re-gel coated, resprayed. Wow. You know,
I'm
all
not
that.
Not even gonna ask how much that was.
Oh man, he just really took care of me, but. It's a whole lot cheaper than a new boat.
Is it the same color?
Yeah, same color. Looks exactly the same. Looks like it came out of the showroom floor. New rub rails, because I beat those rub rails to death. I think I'm a good boat driver. Then I bang into the dock. I go, man, I was stupid. You know, but they're all new rub rails on it. And
what was that story you were coming in and that shifter or something messed up when Jay was standing there?
Jay was there. That was so embarrassing. I hadn't seen Jay. Oh, my God. So I'm coming in, and Jay's over in the corner. I didn't see him. He's over there, and he's boat in the corner. You know, he's real quiet. And I'm coming in. It's like 3 o'clock in the afternoon. I got four guys in the boat, and I pull up a dock. I kick it sideways, you know, just pull it in there real nice and easy, kind of fast because, you know, I want to kick it in there right by the pole to tie the boat up. And right when I kicked it and geared that binnacle mount, it's a fly-by-wire. It broke. It lost the power. And so I, you know how he kind of knows and bumped the bow and kind of let it slide. Well, it hit the bow real hard and hit the trolling motor, and that trolling motor spun around 360 degrees, broke all four bolts on that trolling motor, and it spun around in 360 degrees, but it stayed in the boat. And Jay goes, well, thank God you got those breakaway bolts. You know, just hose me over there. You know, watch the whole thing. I don't do nothing like that until somebody watches me, you know, just like, God.
Well, I remember back in the old days, you had engines, you'd pull them back into neutral and then go to reverse them, and they'd stall. Remember that with all those?
Yeah, oh, yeah, they'd stall. And, oh, yeah. Oh,
well, there
was
a lot of dock popping going on back then.
Well, that's the first time I ever popped a dock like that. That was hilarious. But, I mean, and then so the next year I had the same guys the same date. They booked May something, whatever it is, adding those guys. They booked the same day every year. So they come back the next year. I forgot about it. It's been a year since that happened, you know. So as I'm coming in the dock that same time the next year, the old boys go, well, hold on. He's getting ready to hit the dock. You know, they didn't forget.
He's coming in hot.
You know, he's coming in hot. Like, oh, man, you guys, God, you just hose me, man. But God almighty. But anyway, so I took the new boat out. And I told Carol, I says, hey, man, let's get in the new boat. I want to see how it runs. And I talked to her and get it. So we got there about the crack at 8 o'clock that morning. You know, I think it's like Thursday morning or something. So I said, let's go get a flounder. I said, man, I'm so hungry for a big flounder. Let's go flounder fishing, you know. So we start working the trolling motor down the drop-off. So the boat just ran unbelievable. It probably runs 15 miles an hour faster. You know, they took all the old foam out and replaced it with all new foam. It's just amazing what they did, you know. So it hauls ass and checking all my electronics, make sure everything works, trolling motor, everything. You know, we're catching trout and redfish, no flounder. Then I pull into this. It's a west wind, which is really strange, you know. So I pull into an area that you normally can't work with a west wind because the wind's wrong, you know.
Right.
So I got the wind to our back. We're throwing into these big potholes next to an island, you know. And I look back and girl's boat up, and I'm seeing that fish is not coming up. You can just tell that flounder pull.
Well, yeah, you can tell,
You can just tell, you know. So I grab that dip net and a big old saddle blanket come up, and in the back of my mind, I go, okay, you dropped the big trout in the surf. I say, you better get this flounder, buddy. So I put the net in that flounder, and we didn't hold it anywhere near the water. We held it over the boat when she took her picture. She wouldn't let me wash that fish off or nothing. She said, you know, she held it on the boat grip till we put it in the ice chest, but she didn't, you know, after my incident in the surf, dropping that 28-inch trout of hers before.
Yeah,
we
that flounder went back over the side. There'd been divorce court on Monday.
Oh, dude. Oh, my God. But that got me out of the doghouse a little bit, you know.
That was a pretty flounder she caught. Beautiful.
Yeah, man. It was a big one,
too.
I took a
trout you sent me a picture of earlier.
Oh, that's so cool. Yesterday, I was caught
by
Dr.
Fish.
Yeah, and the sight cast, too. Dr. Craig's son. Palin shot that, caught that sight cast.
What's incredible is the tail on it. Do you see how withered and split up that tail
is?
It looked like that fish swam here from Mexico.
Oh, he's so old, and this time of year they got beat up. That fish was laying in white sand. The fish is 29 inches, 7 pounds. And he sees that fish up there with a bunch of redfish, and he's walking on white sand, and he says that big trout came out. And he said he threw, you know, within a foot of it, and that fish reacted. He said it was hot. It just ate that plastic, you know.
Boy.
He caught it on a coastal brew, one of a Colt's baits.
Yeah.
A coastal brew. I think it was, pothole pimp. I think it was that color. I couldn't tell
pothole
out of the mouth.
Pimp.
Pothole pimp. But he just smoked it, man. He smoked it, and he caught that big fish. It kind of made his day. You know, and it was a real calm day. It's hard to get them when it's calm like that.
Yeah,
you know, it's hard.
Richard
you know,
and I were just talking about that earlier. When that wind lays down, it gets real slick, and fish are hard to catch.
Yes, and that's what happened to Colonel and I that morning. It was just dead calm, then we got a little west wind. Well, actually, that little bit of wind, some kind of little wind, helped us break the surface a little bit. We started catching them, but the amount of jellyfish. Did I send you that video?
Yes. Where was
Isn't
that?
That unbelievable. Okay, so Wyatt sent me that video. He was tarpon fishing, and those jellyfish were from the beach all the way up to the oil rigs. I mean, you could not put nothing down those moon jellyfish. And what happened, that hurricane that pushed all those fish from that hurricane off into the Gulf, and they all balled up with the current. We don't hardly ever see that, but I mean, you can't even walk in the surf. Yesterday, they were gone a little bit. There was a time there you couldn't walk in the surf without wading through waist-deep jellyfish. It was nuts. And it shut the whole beach fishing down. Packer was nobody at Packer a couple of days ago because of jellies. And then I went back out there yesterday afternoon, and they're all bowed up again. The jellies kind of pulled out of there, so they're on again. But that was an incredible amount of jellyfish. I've never seen that many.
That's a lot. That's
Yeah.
You know, we used to get them in Trinity Bay like that, and that's the ones that they got the rings in the top of them, like that.
Yeah.
There's four rings.
Yeah.
Buddy,
yeah.
I had one. I guarantee you the tentacles on that thing were 6 feet long. It wrapped all the way around
boy.
Me. I was wading deep, and my shirt tail had come out of my wading belt, and my shirt was kind of floating up, and my whole belly area was exposed. That thing wrapped around me, buddy. Hey, it was like somebody took a stripped extension cord and wrapped it around me and then plugged it into the
Turned
wall.
Turned it on.
Oh, God.
Yeah. God
I think
almighty.
I used a whole little deal of Adolph's meat tenderizer in a bucket.
That's what we used, too. That's
yeah,
what
that,
we used.
That stuff works, man.
You know, the surfers have come up with a lotion that's really amazing.
I don't want anybody
so.
To have to urinate on me, you know?
Yeah, that's not very nice. But, hey, guys,
well, that
you know
works.
Me out here?
You know, I think
I
it's
know
the
it does,
ammonia
man.
Thing, but, man, I'd rather use the meat tenderizer. Here, lay down on the
that's
floor and let
nasty.
Me pee all
that's
over you,
nasty.
You know?
Yeah, so there's a lotion that is really amazing. So they get so bad, the surfers have to paddle through that stuff. And they'll coat themselves with this lotion they sell at the surf shops that just takes the sting out. It does not, they don't sting. It's like a repellent for mosquitoes, but it's for jellyfish. Pretty impressive. So
really?
If you're waiting, yes, if you're waiting without waders, you can put it all over your legs. It stays in the water, and man, it does help. It's
no
a big
joke. I never heard
yes,
of that.
Yes, sir. Right? They finally got that stuff out in the surf shops, and it's you know, surfers, they're gonna surf anyway. Sea lice,
well,
jellyfish,
yeah,
surf stuff are gone.
Surfers
you know?
Ain't backing down from nothing. 20-foot great
yeah.
whites, no big deal.
Yeah,
this surfer
care,
around
man.
Him, you know.
You know, it's crazy. It's crazy stuff. They're stupid, but anyway.
They got some nads, man.
Yeah, no kidding. No kidding, man. But it's so good to get the boat back and just run around. You know, Carol and I ran around for 2 or 3 hours and just there's hardly anybody out. The fishing's good. Yesterday, it was yesterday. Yes, I get to tell you, yesterday morning about 10 o'clock, Carol and I are going, and we walk up on the jetty, just dead calm, and we're looking at all these people on the end catching jetties, and I'm standing there right about the first gut, and it's just crystal clear like Florida. You can see the sandbar, and I look down, and here is this 7-pound trout swimming right to me on the rocks, Mickey, in white set, and nobody sees it. Everybody's out there on the end. Nobody's got sunglasses. Everybody's sitting there pot-licking with mullet, and here's this big old stud, and of course, I left the rod in the boat, I mean, in the truck about 1,000 yards down the beach, so I didn't have none. I just watched that trout, and he would come towards the jetties and get about 50 yards from the jetties, turn back around, and swim back the other way with the mullet, turn back around. Yeah, just coming back and forth. You know, I'm going, man, and it's so amazing. I used to stand on Bob Hall Pier and watch those big trout, and nobody would see them because they don't wear sunglasses. Half the people don't have sunglasses. How do they do it, Mickey? I mean, how do you sit there at 10, 11 o'clock in the morning on that glare in that water with no sunglasses? I mean
there's no way I could fish without my glasses. You just can't.
I don't know how people do it.
It's a whole different world. I mean, you might as well be blind. Let me knock this break out. I'll be right back.
All right, Mick. All right.
Hang on. All right. Well, I need to take a moment to tell everybody about Boyd's One Stop. They're the home of the supercharged, super slimy powerhouse croakers, located right at the base of the Texas City Dike at 227 Dike Road. And, folks, if you're looking for quality live bait for your next fishing trip, look no further than Boyd's. From their tanks to your live well, that bait's as good as it can possibly be. Whether it's croaker, shrimp, finger mullet, mud minnows, Boyd's has got quality bait. And no better way to live your bait or your tournament fish than with their oxygen response system. They have them on display there at the store. For more info, call Jason at 281-701-8107. When you're by the store, check out all their wide variety of wild-caught guff shrimp. No farm-raised at Boyd's. It's good stuff. Can't beat it. Whether you're looking for the big 9-12s or the, you know, 15, 18s, 16, 20s, whatever you want to call them, they've always got them. Great price, great availability. And their Cajun Grill next door puts out really good food and their food truck over in Santa Fe. 409-945-4001 or Boyd's One Stop. When you do, please tell them Captain Mickey sent you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show. 620 All right, Cliff, we are back.
All right, buddy. All right. You there?
Yeah, I'm here. Yeah.
We dropped during the commercial. Yeah, crazy. But, man, my phone's the same old thing. You know, it's just, God, if I don't call you back, it's because I didn't get your call or something, because it's still the same thing going on here with our cell service. It's stupid how bad it is, man. But anyway, so I'm having my 50th high school reunion today. We're all meeting at the high school today. And had a couple of guys come by last night, and I go, man, this stuff we went through back in high school was crazy, man. God almighty. What, you know, back in 75, you know, it was nuts. It was just nuts how our schools were. God, yeah. It's crazy. I'm looking forward to seeing everybody on that deal. So many
kids
are not here.
Nowadays had it as good as we did back then.
Oh, my God. Man. We're so lucky, Mickey. Man, lived the right time.
We did. We grew up in the right era, mm-hmm. You know?
No, we're very, very lucky, man. But, you know, I look at the – it's funny because I look at all the guys that – like. In women and stuff that I graduated with, and it's funny how the people that kind of stayed active are so much better off right now than the ones that just stayed in the office and kind of pin raised, you know. There's a pin raise and a wild raise. Well, the pin raise didn't do so good. They're not looking too good right now. The pin raise are looking kind of soft. But of course, I'm all beat up, you know, can't move, can't walk from being outside so much, skin falling off and all that.
Severe skin damage from the sun. And
yeah, I know it, you know, but still.
Well, we're looking a little
still,
crusty.
Man. Yeah, but it's all good. I don't have wrinkles. I got game trails. But
game trails, anyway, yeah, those are roadmaps, baby.
Shit. Mm. I got so many wrinkles, most of them from smiling, though. That's a good thing, you know. Most of them are from
always.
Laughing, so it's good. Yeah.
How long you and Carol been married now?
Well, we're coming up on 50 years in June coming up. It's crazy.
Okay. Man. Well, I just celebrated my 49th, so I'm trying to catch up with you.
Yeah, we just had our 49th last year, so we're coming up
on 50 years. It's hard to believe women could live with a guy like you and me.
I know it. God almighty, you know.
Need to give
and it's so funny because
Medal of Freedom or CMH award or something.
I'm trying to get some kind of award, isn't it?
Boy, howdy.
Oh, my God. You know, we started dating in eighth grade, you know,
really?
So we've been together since
man,
eighth
y'all
grade.
Been
yeah.
Together forever yeah. Then.
Forever, you know, and it was so cool because I looked back at some of those fishing trips we had when I was, you know, 19, 20 years old. I mean, we fished from daylight till dark. I mean, every day. And then we get the flounder boat out and go flounder at night. The amount of energy, and I just did not stop fishing. It was stupid how much fishing we did.
Right.
You know, on the days off, when we started guiding back in the late 20s, I was in 20, 25, whatever, I started guiding. On the days off, Mickey, what few days we had, we couldn't wait for a day off, so we'd go fishing. I mean, just ate up with it. God almighty. Now I can't wait to get a day off to go sit in the recliner. It's just stupid.
I'm with you. Yeah, okay. I've been lazy lately, man. I've been into baseball. Especially mm-hmm. with the playoffs now, and just, I don't know, I've always been a big baseball fan. Well, I played it all my life, and just, you know,
yes, I know
the
it.
Game.
Mm-hmm. That's good stuff. That's good
don't
stuff.
Don't ask me to explain a lot of things to you. It's kind of like trying to explain how a watch works, you know. It just, that's baseball.
Oh, I love it, too. God, we're so lucky to have these sports.
Depends on who's the hottest this time of year. They're going to mm-hmm. go the farthest. Mm-hmm. May not be the best team, but they're playing the best. They're going to win.
You know, I know, I just love when Nolan Ryan would fish with me, you know, and hearing the baseball stories.
Right.
You know, it's baseball, the stories are all what happens between the games. You know, all the stuff, you know, with the players and stuff. It's pretty good.
Behind
those baseball
the scenes
players.
Kind of,
behind the scenes
stuff
that Nolan told me was really good. I really enjoyed those stories, you know. God almighty.
I remember one night Jay and Lowell were, well, they were in town fishing a Galveston Trout Master tournament, and they all came over, and I grilled steaks one night, and they brought Norm Charlton with them. Man, he had some great baseball stories, too. Remember him?
Yeah.
All the nasty boys the Cincinnati Reds? Rob Dibble and all of them? Hey,
golly.
You crowd to play on those boys, they were going to peg you. That's just the way life was in those days, bro.
Yeah, that was the way it was, man. And it's like, you know, Terry Bradshaw said they would beat a quarterback up. They would tackle you and try to break your fingers fingers while you're under the pile.
I gouged everything in the bottom of the pile.
Yeah.
Listen,
you know, he said it was different.
Off.
But Terry would tell those stories, you know. What he got by with was unbelievable. You know, I mean, before the lawyers started, you know, suing people for hazing the rookies and stuff, they really messed with those rookies.
I mean,
God almighty, what, you know, Terry was a cut up too, and
well,
stuff he
made
did
them
to people.
Tougher and better ball players for it too.
You know, but
not anymore. You can't do that.
No, not anymore. You know, they just push the quarterback down.
I got a text came in from listeners and asked Cliff what kind of sunglasses you wear.
Well, it's so funny you said that because, man, the sunglasses to me are everything. And I wear the Costas, but I wear the Vermilion, and I put two more blockers in it. I put an ultraviolet and a blue blocker, and they're $100 a filter. And, man, what really helps me is telling the difference between a rock and a grass bed. The rock is a different color than the grass with the amber lens. And if you go with, Vermilion. So if you go with any other color, the rock and the grass are about the same color, different shade. But this is really set out where you can really tell. But you'll notice a difference when you look at a trout or a redfish in the water. You see so many different colors on his skin, on it, you know, on his back and stuff with these glasses. But, you know, I see fish. It's true. I see fish way before my clients do. I don't know if it's all the years of experience, but I'll see a trout or redfish in the flats way before they do, and I have to point it out to them. Same in the surf. You know, I just used to seeing them. I think it's the glasses, Mickey. I really do. They're $750 to get them tuned up like you want them, you know, but it's worth it in my game. My glasses are everything to me, especially when you get old. And I've always had 20/15 vision, which is very good. And these glasses, they tweak me back to 20/15 with these glasses. I can pass my driver's license still without my glasses. So I still have pretty good eyes. I'm lucky. That's the only thing that's held up. It's my eyes. You know, everything else went to hell.
My short vision, you know, I have to wear cheaters when I'm reading fine print and all that. But as far as regular vision, I'm still hanging in there. Blaine, same way. He's still got good glasses.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's the same way with me in the tie knots. Well, so this time they didn't put the cheaters in my sunglasses. You know, they didn't do them. It's kind of a little line kind of bother. It says, oh, they don't put it on there. Now I'm having to, I'll wear a strap on the glasses. I'll pop them down my neck to tie the knot because it's kind of blurry up close. But, man, once you get past my arm length, it's just really nice. It's really nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, the sunglasses are a big difference.
My arms became shorter as I got older.
Oh, I know it, man.
But
I'm wearing those
Bahia sunglasses now.
Yeah, I see a lot of those.
Them. They're really good.
And do you prescription glasses or are they regular, Mickey?
No, they're regular.
Golly, you're lucky.
Yeah,
I don't have prescription sunglasses. Man, you still got good eyes.
No, but I could use a pair of cheaters in the bottom of them. You know, for tying knots.
I think it's just a mistake.
But I just reach in my glove box or my leaning post, and I got cheaters laying everywhere in them. I just throw them on and tie knots.
Walmart cheaters.
Do all that.
Yeah, people leave those in my boat all the time, so they stay in there. There's always a pair somewhere in the console. Someone's left in there. Somebody needs.
Well, I started out at 125s. Now I'm up to 175s.
Oh my God, that's good stuff, man. Yeah, what's so crazy about October, I love October, is the amount of bait movement. So yesterday I'm sitting on the rocks and jetties, and we walk out and look in the middle of the channel. Carol and I always walk out there and look at the turtles. It's just crystal clear inside the jetties in the middle, you know. And these big black balls of mullet come by. I mean, they're like 50 yards wide, just solid black mullet just running right down the edge, Mickey. And these guys have these golf cleats on, and they're professional bait catchers. They catch bait, you know, for the bait stand. So they got these 7-foot cast nets. And there's two of them standing there with their golf cleats on this rock, and this big school comes by, and both of them throw that cast in the middle of that school. Neither one of those guys could lift that cast net out of the water.
I bet.
So it comes up next to the rock, and they're looking at it, well, what do we do? There's a, you know, hundreds of mullet in here, and they're all like 8 inches long. Had to get two or three people to pull that thing up on the rocks. And it filled up, you know, those big laundry baskets, big shrimp baskets they use, you know. One net filled up a whole basket.
I need to come down there to get my crab trap bait, man.
Oh, my God. It's stupid how many mullet we got running through. But they're just loading up. They got pickups.
You know, there comes a time of year, too, where you can't have a mullet in possession over a foot long, 12 inches or
longer.
Yeah. I think that's a new law now. I'll have to look that up.
I have not heard that.
Yes. I've been seeing a little
bit. What's that about?
I don't know.
I need to find out about that.
I don't know.
You know, you hear about people doing the mullet roll thing. Do you have that up there where people are catching mullet and for the roll?
No, I sure don't.
Okay, I guess that's the Florida, Louisiana thing.
I can't ever find them thick enough to cast net them anymore like back in the day. You know, you just pull up Mickey on a flat with your trolling motor and throw a net out, and you can't even lift it in a boat. But those days are gone. Hey, I had a question from a listener, too. Where did Cliff go to high school?
King High School, 75.
King High School? All right.
Yep. Graduated in 75, got married in 76.
Boy, 76, that's when I got married. Spirit of 76, baby.
The bicentennial year.
That's it. Hey, hang on. Let me knock out another one. I'll be right back, brother. All right. Well, folks, Bayou City Angler, they're Houston's fishing outfitter. They stock a wide variety of the industry's best gear by the most trusted brands. And wade fishing gear, they have fly fishing gear, fly tying components, along with rods, reels, lines, lures, and a great inventory of Waterloo rods, like the Slam Mag and the HP Light that everybody likes so much. They've got tons of them. Shimano reels, Luz reels, Sims gear, Southerly, and Poncho. All the good gear. Offshore tackle for the serious angler. They've got it all. Be sure to buy. Go by and visit a very nice tackle store. And it's trusted by our community with great service. It's easy to find. 8933 Katy Freeway. That's next to Carter's Country and Good Company Barbecue. Again, 8933 Katy Freeway. Here's their number. 832-831-3104. That's Bayou City Angler, Houston's fishing outfitter.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show. Final segment already. Time has flown by today. All right, it's 6:36 here in the Bayou City. Cliff, we are back.
All right,
you're
buddy.
Still there. No drop. Yeah.
Hey, no drop. Hey, did you see Sally Black's nice fish she caught back in Bath, and it was 30 inches, like 9 pounds. It was on Facebook.
Yeah, I saw really that nice on a pothole pimp.
Yes, really nice. She's just such a great fisherman. But, man, that was a beautiful fish she caught. I saw that, and it was just awesome, man. That's a great fish.
Yeah, I saw
she's been doing it a long
yesterday.
Time. Yeah.
Her husband, Aubrey, that passed away, he's been gone 6 years now.
I can't believe that.
No.
And she took, and she still hung in there. That's just awesome. I had just hats off to her. She's something, man. That's really something. But that was great to see that, those big fish like that. But I was going to tell you, so my Jetty Bob's been doing something really cool. So on an outgoing tide in Port Aransas, if you walk down those jetties on outgoing tide, these big crabs are floating down the middle of the channel, and there's big bunches of sargasso weed, and these crabs will hang on to those piles of grass.
Really?
And there'll be five or six of them. And they'll ride the tide out on that grass, and they'll have to swim. Well, these big bull reds are coming up like killer whales and busting those crabs out of those grass beds. And they come out of the water, Mickey, like 3 foot, and just blow them out of the water, like big explosions in the middle of the channel.
Wow.
So Bob goes and gets one of those giant striper baits, those big topwaters. I mean, big ones, like 10 inches long. And
right.
He's got a big spinning rod he fishes tarpon with real light line. All he can throw it a mile, 8 foot long rod. And those big reds will come up and bust those crabs. He throws that topwater there, and he says it's the biggest explosion you've ever seen when a 40-pound red hit the topwater. And it was cool watching that stuff. You know, he's working that topwater, and this big old orca-sized reds are just crushing that topwater, you know. But it's so cool. So I got a text from him yesterday. He says, I'm going to see if the orange whales are coming up today. You know, so that's
orange
what he meant.
Whales.
Oh, the orange whales, you know. But it's cool how they only do it on outgoing tide when those crabs go down the rocks. And a lot of that grass will kind of, it'll get close to the rocks, good kind of eddy right there, and it'll pile up, and those crabs will kind of hang on to that grass, so they don't have to swim and just ride it out.
Well, they're trying to hide from those reds. The reds are pushing them up.
I guess so, but they're
busting those things. Well, I think when that tide moves, they get down on the bottom and root them up, and they come to the surface.
Mm-hmm.
You know, fishing up here, we'll be fishing out of the boat, and I'll go, oh, man, we got some reds and drum in here somewhere, man. Look at these crabs on top. About that time, start bowing up on reds and drum. That's what they got those big crushers in their throats for after they suck them in.
They can eat those crabs like
nothing.
Well,
I mean, a drum could crush an oyster shell and eat the oyster.
Yeah.
I mean,
that's amazing to me.
I mean, those crushers, don't stick your hand down in there while they're alive. They'll wake you up.
That's so true.
Have you been doing any dove hunting lately? Boy,
I didn't took a week off.
Still just steamrolling them, man. They are.
I'm gonna go this week, and I took a little time off. I just wore myself out dove hunting. I just overdid it, you know, just too much. So I'm just gonna take a little time off, and this week I go back trying to rest the shoulder a little bit. You know, it's just like God Almighty, just like trying to fish a little bit with my bad shoulder. I'm supposed to get it replaced, but I'm just holding on. You know, I just don't want to do it because being down for 8 months in a cast, how do you take your right arm? I mean, come on, man. I don't know if I can do that.
And I'd deal with the pain as long as you could till it just gets so unbearable you'll have to do something. But I mean the downtime is just
I know it.
Some people say it's worth it, but a lot of guys I talk to say, man, just if you can deal with it, deal with it.
Yeah. I'm trying to do this. The sleeping's a problem, you know, both shoulders down, but it's okay. I got a lot of paddling, a lot of casting on them, but it's all good, man. It's
one of them big
old hanging in there.
Papa Bear recliners, man.
I got one.
Call
I got
Mattress
one.
Mac, man. He's got one that you can sleep in and everything now.
Oh, man. That's funny how that works, man. But, you know, I get all these great videos. I have a lot of clients that fish down the beach, like Scott and those guys that fish down the beach. And I get to see what's going on all the way from South Pottery all the way to, you know, Galveston, the pictures. And this October has been pretty impressive. The amount of big trout and redfish. December, people don't realize December is a big sleeper here for big trout. Because what happens is everybody's in the deer mode. They're filling up feeders. Mm-hmm. The rut's going on. There's not much pressure. Water temperature's dropping. The fish are gorging. And, man, you can catch some really big trout in December. So I'm kind of – and, you know, November, October, November too. But something about that December when it gets cold, a lot of the bait starts moving out of here and the fish get a lot more aggressive. So and what I like about December is when those fish start pushing towards the JFK Causeway. So, you know, it's like a dam there that pushes that water. Well, that north wind blows against it and makes a current through the holes, and those fish feel that warmer water from the bay and the gulf, and they start going down the ICW. And it's so much fun to drop the totem motor down and work the drop-offs. I do a lot of that, and it's just, you know, that's when your side scans and electronics really pay off, because there's like, there'll be a mile of dead, and there'll be 5 miles of fish, 2 miles of dead, 5 miles of fish. And if, you know, the old days, we'd fish the dead for a little while, go, hey, man, we're not catching them. Let's pick up, move 2 miles and find them. Now we just go slow roll down the side with our side scanners on, and we find the big schools of fish. It's the electronics. And the same with tarpon. You know, these guys that can use the side scanners and stuff are so much more advanced than the guys that don't know how to do it.
Yeah, these electronics, they're kind of like Angler U. It's a game changer.
Yeah. Oh, man, I love your – hey, man, you're doing a great job on that show. I'm getting so many compliments on you, Mickey, on that Angler U. And Bob's – you had Bob's trout on there, that big trout that Jetty Bob had.
Oh, yeah, for the Texas Insider Fishing Report. Yeah.
Yes, and, man, I had so many calls on that, you know, that big old giant fish he caught.
I called him Fly Rod Bob in that photo.
Yeah, he did that. He loved it, too. He loved it, too.
Yeah, next year I'm going to send the one in with the fly through his ear.
His ear. He's just now recovering from – that little episode to the end of the rock.
Nasty.
Oh, man. The funny thing is, his daughter just got a nose ring in, and he walks in with that fly in his ear, and she goes, okay, I'll take the nose ring out. It was good. That's funny, man. That's funny. She said, okay, Dad, I'll take the nose ring out. He didn't have any cutters, you know, so he had to come all the way from Port Aransas, rode home, rode the jetty boat with that fly in his ear. Nobody had any cutters, you know, to come all the way home to get his fly out. Yeah,
I've got a pair of I got a short pair of the parrot nose, you know, cutting dikes, and then I've got a long pair for, like, if you hook a fish real deep. The short pairs for me are customers, you know, if the hook's pulled all the way through, I can snip it off and slide it out. But the long pair is where I can get down in a trout's mouth real deep, and if it's hooked down there by his crushers or a redfish, something like that, I can just snip that hook off right against the skin where just the barb and what piece of hook is in there, and let that fish go, and he's got every chance in the world of making it. And
well, that's a great idea, Mickey.
I learned that
from bass fishermen, been
doing that for years. And
So you don't leave the lead head and all that stuff in his mouth.
You don't leave all that in there.
Yeah, that's good stuff.
Snip the hook off right where it goes into the meat. And turn it loose. Let it go.
Oh, man. Huh. Well, you know, it's just, I'm the one that's usually getting hooked. But that string trick has saved my life so many times.
Oh, it has.
You know, that string trick. But the toughest man I've had this year was San Antonio Steve on my boat that pulled that one out of his knuckle with a pair of flowers.
Steve from San Antonio.
God, what an animal that guy
pictures
is.
Pictures all the time. Yeah, he seems to be a pretty crusty old guy, man.
Yeah, he is a good fisher. Him and his daughter, we had such a good time fishing with him and his daughter, man. But
he stuck that hook.
I mean,
well, they both caught their personal best trout ever.
Yeah, that was fun. But that hook in the knuckle, I mean, you look down, it's got that blue look with the hole blue, which is so deep, you know, and he goes, we're not going in. he tried to pull it out, and I just see the look on his face, just really hurt. And he takes that pair of pliers, he just pulls that sucker out, just keeps on fishing. I go, okay, dude, we're staying late. I'm going to give you guys a couple extra hours here, man. It was good stuff.
I watched my Uncle Jimmy do that one time, man. We were on the east shoreline of Trinity Bay, and that was back in 83. It was the biggest trout run I've ever seen. The river had swelled up, and all those big, giant trout in the back of Trinity Bay were just shoved down that east side between Double Bayou and Smith Point. And, I mean, it's like the limit was 20 then, and if you couldn't catch a 100-pound stringer on a mirror lure, you were a loser. And 20 fish, 5-pound average.
We're in
a man, and Blaine and Daryl and James and Maurice and Bob Hardy, all that bunch, they're way down by Hodges, and they got a big lineup, and they're kind of sweeping the shoreline coming my way. And I looked at Uncle Jimmy, and I mean, we're standing in a man. We're catching a bunch of 7-pounders like every cast. And I said, you better hurry up and get your limit. These boys fixing to wade right through us. Hey, they came through us like the landing at Normandy. But Uncle Jimmy's trying to hurry up, and he reaches down, and he grabbed this green trout, and it buried that mirror lure in the palm of his hand.
I
got the fish off the mirror lure, put it on the stringer. He needed one more. He had 19. I already had my 20. I said, you got to get this hook out. He said, give me your pliers. He reached down there, and I watched him pull out two treble hooks out of the palm of his hand.
Oh,
blood,
man.
Blood going everywhere, probably on blood thinners. I don't know. He had some thin blood. And cast, he caught one that's a little over 8 pounds on his last cast before the wave hit us.
Man.
And then we ended up lining up with all those guys and just swept the whole shoreline. It was just, that was fun times, buddy.
God,
there must have been 20 guys in that lineup.
God.
And Gary Anderson,
you always talk about that lineup, you know,
chin deep water.
Yeah, I always hear you talk about the lineup where the guys just line up down the shore and the fish go by. Are you fishing like a shoreline facing out with your back toward the shoreline? The fish are running down the shoreline, or are you talking about a lineup walking down?
Okay. You know, it's a lot of those areas are too deep to wade now because of the erosion and, you know, all the ship traffic and everything. It's washed away all of our islands. But we used to line up on, they had some sandbars and moguls there. You had a ridge with a channel behind it, the old Trinity River channel, and we'd park, we'd run down the channel in the mornings and then park on top of the ridge, and those fish would be in there tight in that knee-deep water over a shell ridge, and then they'd just move out in the bay, and we'd just follow them out. And then you look down, and everybody spread out and lined up, and you could see which way the fish were moving on the tidal exchanges because here they come. You watch Rod start and said, y'all hang on, boys, they're coming through. And they'd come through for a whole hour nonstop of just herds of giant fish.
Oh, man. Your bay was loading up then. God, do people still do that, Nicky?
Mirror lures and, nah, it's not like that anymore, man.
Not like that, huh?
Well, you can do it on pencils now. I mean, we've got millions of those. You can do pretty much the same thing on pencils. But a lot of those areas we can't wade anymore. They're too deep. You have to fish them out of the boat. Fish are still there. You just have to boat fish.
Man, that's something. You know, and Packery's done weird things, too, now that the Packery's been going on so long. The oysters are moving farther into Laguna Madre from water coming in from
the
Gulf. You know, it's got more oyster structure.
Water exchange, yeah.
Right. So the coolest thing is we got that 42-foot hole under Packery Bridge that man. Water rushing through the Gulf has washed this giant hole out, you know. And then the parks and wildlife now are smart enough to shut it down during the freezes.
Yeah.
You couldn't put another trout in that hole. And when it gets down to 25 degrees, it is like you can't put another trout in that hole. It's just like, so now they finally have a place in the upper Laguna Madre besides Intercoastal that doesn't get run over by a barge because no barges can go through that bridge. It's too thin, you know.
Right.
They can't get through there. And so it's just, nobody's going to stir them off the bottom at 42 feet. You know, so they're in there protected. So that not only did it put better water in our bay system, it made a haven for the fish during the winter to get out of the cold. And so it did two things there. So that Packery was just, man, I can't believe how good it did for our system.
You know, remember back in 2021, we had that freeze, and it was all the doom and gloom and everything. It was bad. I mean, I saw the photos from down your way. Y'all lost a lot of fish. I think Matagorda probably lost the most. We lost fish up here, but nobody wanted to admit it. You know, they were afraid they'd lose business and all that, but.
Oh, yeah.
You guys have rebounded so much faster than the rest of the coast due to your water quality, your environment, and habitat. I mean,
you just don't
grow those big fish overnight. It takes a while, and man, y'all have rebounded tremendously.
Mm-hmm.
Compared to the rest of the coast.
And the three fish limit, Mickey, just. You can't believe what that's done to our system.
I think it's helped a lot of people don't want
to
admit
God, the top end is just stupid different.
It can't help but help. But see,
now you start letting go of the bigger fish.
Y'all were already implementing that on your own. And fishermen,
yes, we were.
You know, it's better to do it that way. You can't wait on TPNW to change regulations to, you know, slap a Band-Aid on the fishery and all that. I mean, it's up to the fishermen to manage their resource.
Mm-hmm.
They're the stewards. We are.
And the younger generation are on board. You know, like I took Nathan today, 21, 22 years old.
Incredible.
And that young man that would never,
piling up a big old pile of
they
fish.
They don't.
Man.
They want to catch a big fish, let it go, put it on social media video. That's all they care about. They don't want to string them up in the box. And so that is going to help us in the future.
Well,
I'm looking forward to my grandson catching them. Yes, I'm looking forward to my grandson, you know, catching. Can't wait to side cast a big trout with my grandson. He's 9 years old. He's shooting dove with his 410. He's almost there where I get him a good pair of sunglasses and get him next to me on my hip and throw it some big trout. That's on my bucket list, buddy. I want to hook that boy up with a big trout. You know, my granddaughter's already caught.
Follow Pat Ball and do everything he does. Watch him.
Yeah.
That's the way we grew up.
I
used to wait.
I don't know about everything.
Old timers back in the day when I was a little kid in West Bay and the beachfront and all that and Trinity Bay, East Bay.
Oh man.
And I just soaked it all in. Keep your How did Mike Williams put that when he wrote that poem about the winds of Christmas? Said, keep your eyes open, your rod down, and most of all, your mouth shut.
That's good.
It's classic.
Oh, man. Yeah, you know, and the clothing is so important. You know, down here with this clear water, you've got to wear blue or something matches. You cannot wear white. It
match
just spooks the heck out of your fish. Kind of match the skyline here, and you see that with the younger guys. They got the great stuff, and they got the Waterloo rods. You know, they got the Bates reels. They got all the good stuff. You know, we started out with garbage compared to what these young guys are starting out now.
And remember back in the days, man, throwing the old 5 and 5500C Garcias. Yeah. Man, you get a big trout on, and you, that jerky drag system, and it was just nasty.
I know. The first good reel, when the Luz came out, when it was owned by Luz, that was one of the best drags.
Remember that? With the paddle wheel handles on it?
Yeah, it only had one trouble. That little button that you push in would corrode, get bubbles on it, and it would stick. And so Loopy at Roy's would make a brass button for $20 and put it in there for you. She handmade that brass button and put it in those Luz childers. And I still got some of those reels with that brass button in there that Loopy made. That was nuts, how crazy we were.
I wish I'd kept all my old stuff like that. I gave it all away, all old Shimano Mag 10s and all the first Chronarchs and the old Daiwa. Remember, Daiwa made a PMA 10 and a PMA 15.
Yes.
Really held up good.
I forgot about those. Yes,
remember
they did,
those
man.
Were good reels, man.
God, I got all the old Shimano stuff, all the 100 MGs. I got dozens of them. I'm saving for my grandson. But they'll probably be so outdated when he's fishing, he won't want them. But I'm going to pass them down to him.
I saved one 100 MG, and it's like butter, man. I mean, I hardly ever used it, and it's still like new. And I spooled that up and used it for a couple of days. And, man, nothing's changed that much. I mean, this is a good reel.
They were so good back in the time.
They were.
Golly.
They really were. And then you had the Calais. Remember the Gucci ones, you know, looked like you could pull a hood up on a Porsche with them. And they had that look to them. And, man, how much were those reels back then? They were $350 back then, I think.
I think you're right.
Now they'd be $700 or $800. The old Calais.
Man. I forgot about the Calais. A lot of those people had them. Man.
I tell you, they're going to have to get up early in the morning to beat that new Bates, that salty hundo. Yeah. I'm loving
it. I know
it. I am too. Talked to Mike.
I'm loving the drag on it. Yeah,
oh,
the drag is so good on
it. Incredible, man.
Yeah. So I can't wait to catch a big trout this year on them. It's going to be good this year, Mickey. Oh, my God. It's just, we didn't have the hot temperatures and, the water quality is incredible and the pressure's off. And so I'm really looking forward to the fall. I just love the fall. There's not many people and the numbers of 4 and 5 pounders here on top water are stupid.
That's fun fish, man. Four to six pounders on top waters are hard to beat.
We got a lot of that class.
Yes, sir.
A lot of that class of fish, man.
All right, dog. Well, I got to get out of here. It's that time.
Cliff, right,
throw them out a number. Somebody wants to get with you and come down and fish out of a new boat.
Yeah, I got a boat now. Come on down. All right, I'm in area code 361-949-0707. Thanks for having me on, Mickey.
Went from a gar rig to a new rig just overnight.
That's it, dude. That's it.
All right,
a shiny gar rig now. Later, buddy.
All right, Cliff. Bye. We'll see you, buddy. All right, take care. All right, unfortunately, that's all the time we have for today's show. We'll be back in the morning, though, bright and early, 4 a.m. right here at Sports Radio 610 KILT Houston.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.